Good morning, everyone, and welcome to, once again, another Saturday Coffee Tea with me. This week, I'm happy to announce that we're doing a BYOQ. That means bring your own questions, and we sure hope you wrote them down, because most of us will forget them by the time the show starts on Saturday. So, further announcements would be special guest next Saturday, Leslie. Well, for 8 years or maybe even a little longer. Do you remember how long ago she got well, Pete? No.
That was for me, right, Mel?
Yeah, do you remember how long ago she actually got well?
Yeah, I believe it was a little sooner than 8 years, if my memory serves me right. I'd say maybe three to four years ago at the longest. It hasn't been that long in my recollection, but I could be wrong.
Well, I'm going to go to the folder and then check it out right now. Okay, well, we went by there. Okay, where are you? Okay. You know I can't spell, so it takes a minute to find it. Aha! All right. Well, let's see. You know, you might be right. It might be only 3 or 4 years. Man, does time fly when you get older? Oh, not good. But anyway, her story is fascinating. Okay. She is a grandiose prayer warrior when she was here. And she is absolutely the bravest person to come down the pike. All right. 760. Good morning. Is that Mr. and Mrs. What's their names?
Yes, indeedy, it sure is.
Hi, Diane and Paul, and welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
All right, now 440. Well, that's a trick by a resident spy named Jennifer. Is that correct?
It's all right. Yes, it is.
All right, and somehow we lost. I guess that was Funny Sunny. Yep, Funny Sunny. Okay, she probably got another call, and she has her own ministry, so she'll be back. Okay, so we were talking about next week's guest and how long and bravest warrior, but we'll let her tell you the story next week. But we're inviting anyone who hears this recording to join one of the true warriors over the years from this website. And you think you had it tough, try getting well living in a shelter. All right. So, let's start with those who always have great questions. Mr. and Mrs. Diana Ball.
Okay, Mel, I got a question for you this morning.
I knew it.
Well, it's just curious. I'm wondering what the red streaks are that sometimes appear underneath the skin. They just seem like wiggly lines, red lines underneath the skin, and they can be
what
really.
Rhymes, what rhymes with lines?
Lines. Oh.
Aha! Mr.
Is that part
Peter.
Of the line?
I believe it is. At least I always thought it was, and I've seen them on the back, the front side of your hand. Well, the top of your hands, and then other places on your body. They appear. They're kind of bright in color, almost like I don't know. I'm colorblind, so I couldn't fly in the Air Force anymore because I'm colorblind now. But anyway, yes, Peter, don't you think that's Lyme related?
Well, actually. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but do they look somewhat like stretch marks that a woman might experience through pregnancy?
Yes, they do.
I thought so. Well, I hate, don't shoot the messenger, but those are classic. Of course, we understand, Diane. Good morning, by the way, Diane. How are you?
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here this morning. So we understand that Morgellons trips in. It's a syndrome that involves heavy metal toxicity, you know, toxic residues from pesticides and other environmental toxins. But it's also at its heart when we get Lyme is pretty prevalent, but we also end up with a lot of other co-infections that are spirochete related, one of which the prevalence of that is high, I think Mel would agree, is Bartonella. Those are classic. Right. When you see those, that's a classic symptom for Bartonella, Mel. That tells you without having to test that it's very likely, very, very, very likely that one of your co-infections is Bartonella.
What is Bartonella?
Part of wine.
Have you ever heard? Go ahead, Mel.
I always thought it was a part of wine, Pete.
Well, have you ever heard of the term cat scratch fever or cat scratch? Yeah, cat scratch fever. It originated out of the Appalachian Mountains in the people that live in I don't want to say backward, but they're, you know, clan type people that live in the higher elevations of the Appalachians. For 50 to 100 years, they've used the term cat scratch fever because since they live in wooded areas, I'm sure without their knowledge, they've experienced for generations Lyme disease, and Bartonella comes along with Lyme. So it's a different, it's in the same class of bacteria, which is a spirochete class. So you can take your discovery to different categories or different ways they classify bacteria, one of which is spirochete, which is what Lyme is, and Bartonella is within that same family, but Bartonella targets the blood more so than Lyme. So it's a very insidious. In my opinion, it's probably more difficult to get rid of than Lyme because it does target the blood in a way that it becomes part and parcel to the red blood cells to where our immune system can't easily identify it. So it's another pleomorph like Borrelia, which is the Lyme spirochete, and it's just another cousin, another category of an insect vector ectoparasite that they carry that then infect us and create these situations that we call Morgellons. So, yeah, you want to take your discovery to understand Bartonella, and this protocol will treat. I had Bartonella. I had those streaks. Don't have them anymore, thankfully. So, again, I encourage you to stay with this protocol, and that's what you're experiencing, and you'll go through phases with it. It'll come and go until those phases will be less incidental and less severe and eventually won't occur anymore. But if you're still dealing with that, I don't know, is your diet in order? Are you dedicated to the protocol, or are you guys resting enough? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say that because Paul is pretty much, I'd say he's 99% well. So our diet has slipped a little bit, and so I noticed these red streaks. So I think, you know, our diet has to be kind of like a dual diet now where he can have things that I still cannot have. So I need to get back on track and get my diet back in order.
Does he have the red lines as well or just you?
No, only me.
Okay, so yeah. He may not have Bartonella as one of his co-infections, but it sounds like you obviously do, kiddo. So, but the good news is Mel's protocol will treat for it. It just, you have to be a little bit more dedicated and a little bit more persistent, and it may take you a little longer, especially in this toxic, you know, soup we're walking in now, which makes it harder for you folks than it was for Mel and I, and will be harder even more for the folks behind you.
How do you spell it, Pete? How do you spell Bartonella?
B as in boy, A-R-T O, N is in Nancy, N is in Nancy, E-L-L-A, Bartonella.
Okay, great.
Italian sauce. Listen, it's part of Lyme. He had it. I had the hands. I mean, I'm telling you, I look down at my hand, okay, and I go, what the hell is that? And yeah, you know, you have so many blood vessels, I think, going through your hand anyway, okay? But hey, it's got to be something that you did that's brought it on. So the first thing I would absolutely say is you got to go back and tighten up your diet more. You know, men don't suffer, I think, as bad as women. So women have to be more diligent in certain areas.
Yeah, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is I added back in my coffee.
No, wait. Well, stop. I talked to two guys this week that I talk to three times a week, and they're both whining to me. You told me not to start the coffee yet, Mel. You know, yeah. I hate you, you know, because they went back to the coffee a little too soon. I mean, I went without things for 5 years because I didn't want to get sick again or stay sick.
Yeah.
Now it's, you know, I'm old enough where, what the heck, you know? How much longer am I going to live anyway? I just do it in moderation. I talk about things that I don't even eat, but it's just to get you guys harder, to work harder, to get better quicker.
Right.
Now,
right.
Now, the real, Diane, the real issue, in my humble opinion, with coffee is, it bears the question again about diligence and persistence, is it drives the body acidic. When the body goes acidic, these particular bacteria creates a growth environment and they thrive. So if you're seeing these things, you go right back to the basics. You've got to check your first morning urination and see where your pH is. And if your pH is acidic, that's got to be addressed if you're going to get rid of those symptoms. And the way you address that is through things like Olifera, moringa powder, heavy greens in your diet, all kinds of greens with every meal. I mean, really heavy on the greens. Until you can get your pH up around 6.2 to 6.5, when you get there, those symptoms will stop. So you've got to be diligent in not only taking Mel's protocol, but in some of the additional things that I've brought to the community and Mel's come to understand are also part and parcel of getting well, which is knowing what your internal pH is. That is critical. That's where I start with people whenever I come alongside them. Okay, so it sounds to me like you cannot drink coffee, sweetheart, because not so much that the coffee, although if it's not organic, it will have heavy metals as well. But the real consideration with coffee is if it's driving you acidic, it's going to fuel symptoms like that, sweetheart. You got to know what your pH is. Okay.
Is that where you pee on a stick?
Well, that would be correct. Yeah, to say it.
It should be a strip, not a stick. I mean, I guess you could do it on a stick, but hey, Pete's right.
Thank you,
okay.
Mel. Thank you, Mel. Mel is just giving you a critical piece of information. Bless your heart, brother. You do not want to use the sticks. They are not accurate. You want the roll that has like a litmus paper with the code on the little plastic thing that the roll's in. Thank you, Mel. That is critical that you get the right testing strips as well. Apex Labs, APEX, is the one that I suggest as one. Or you can talk to your PCP, your primary care provider, or maybe your pharmacist to see. But the sticks are not accurate. I would not suggest you use those.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I got to put the call on hold. Hold on, everyone. Hold on. I just got a telegram. Hold on. Peter.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to come with me to the White House?
I wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't mind.
I got everybody laughing. I got you laughing, and that you are difficult to get laughing, young man.
The mind of a researcher doesn't often go into humor. We're always focused on clinical matters. So anyway, yeah.
We got to lighten this up because, you know, it's so tough today, Pete. It wasn't so as tough when we were sick because it wasn't as toxic.
Yeah, I'm getting better at it. My humor's better than it has been, but that's one of the things I struggle with. I'm just so focused on trying to help you folks get well and do the research that I do to stay current with what's going on with COVID and other matters. There's just not a lot of room for humor in my life. I'm very dedicated to those things. But anyway, I'm getting better. I've got a joke for you.
Wait, I know you do. I told you if it wasn't dirty, we'd use it. Hold on a minute. No joke yet. I'm going to tell you first what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Okay, well, that's got me laughing. I don't get Christmas presents because I don't have a lot of people in my...
Well, you're going to get a new phone because I hate your phone, even though I don't know your phone. And I'm going to give you my old modeling lab coat that I used to wear at almost every job I did when I was modeling as a doctor. And I modeled as a doctor, I don't know, 15 times... I'm going to give it to you because you're still researching. You need a. I'm not giving you the stethoscope or the hammer or anything, but I'll give you the coat.
Bless your heart. You put a picture up in that coat sometime back. It's been quite a while, but there was a post to do with something regarding medical care, and you put a picture up when you were a model with that coat on. It was hilarious. So
No, that was one of the last jobs that I did in Atlanta in 1999 at one of the major hospitals. I mean, really, I got more jobs in Atlanta as a doctor than I ever did in New York, but I loved it. I kind of loved Atlanta because it was the second best city on the earth, including Europe, including Brazil, second best city at the time to party in. And boy, was I a party animal. I mean, I loved dancing, and I would go dancing when I lived in Atlanta minimum 3 times a week, maybe as much as New York. There's so many great clubs in those days, and life was so much easier, too, simpler.
Yes,
all right, so Diane and Paul, did we crush your moment? Do you want to come back in here?
Well, I just want to know, can I get those Apex Lab chips on Amazon, or do I need to go to their website?
Okay, that's a great question, and let me give you my opinion. Being civic-minded and understanding where the economy with the One World Agenda is headed, One World Economy, One World Religion, One World Government, which I am not in favor of because we will lose our sovereignty. But that said, you may end up with a lower quality product when we shop at, I'm not going to say the word, the A word, okay? And what we're losing is we're losing the companies, the amount of companies that are continuing to provide good and healthy lines coming from small companies like John's. So I always advocate, as far as quality control, getting what you pay for, and to keep these products available to us, that you go to the company directly if you cannot locate them in your, or first and foremost in your local community, secondly, to the company itself. I have not bought one thing in years with the A company because I'm not going to support where that's headed, which is we'll end up with no choice and prices through the roof if people continue and losing our local community services and our local community small businesses and people not able to feed their families because everybody's like, hey, you can save $5 if you go to the A company. It's ridiculous. It's a slippery slope. And I would suggest you go straight to the company is the short answer to that, okay, for those reasons.
ApexLabs.com?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. All right, I'll try.
But I get mine from my CNC. I have a certified nutritional counselor that brought me into the environment of learning about and becoming certified nutritionist myself. She does quantum reflex analysis, which is a science from Dr. Bob Marshall, which goes back over a decade. And she provides them for me. So you may have, that's why I said, you may be able to get them from your nurse practitioner, your primary care provider, or your pharmacist if you want to try and get them locally. But usually people end up going to Apex.
Okay, great. Thank
Tina
you.
Tina wants us all to understand the need to keep the small stores in business. Because he's right. Okay, I mean, I get all these things from Amazon all the time. Join here. You'll be good business. We'll give you free this and free that. And forget about it, okay? If we don't support the local, we won't have the locals when we really want them. And I don't really trust people as a general rule. So I'd rather look someone in the eye when I'm buying something from them. And if they look down on the floor, I'm going to turn around and walk out of the store.
Amen. That it's a slippery slope. And I would ask the question of your subscribers, what happens when they have the whole market? Do you think their prices are going to be low like they are or through the roof and we won't have anywhere else to go? We have to, Mr. G's, Mel, you and I learn to be future-minded. You guys have to learn to be future-minded and preventative-minded as well. So look at the bigger picture with our disease, what's happening in our foods, what's happening in our environment. All of these are because everybody's just saying, oh, yeah, let's do this, let's do that, without stopping and thinking about the greater good at a community level. It all starts with supporting our local communities, Diane, and I can't get that message. I can't urge you people to embrace that message more fully. People aren't getting it, and this is a slippery slope to an economy where you won't be able to afford these things. Amazon will not be a low-priced company. They'll be through the roof, but you'll have nowhere else to go. Think about that, okay? And then go to Apex directly. It's not expensive.
Here we go. Easy, boy. Easy. No. Don't kill everyone over at Amazon yet.
Thanks for giving me a voice on that, Mel. I know you don't like me to get into that political arena, but it's a reality.
Well, you know, the political agenda. you know, we all have our opinions, and I don't disagree with you, by the way. But, you know, I want to promote better health, not crush Amazon. All right. Mm-hmm. So, anything else, Diane and Paul?
No, I don't think so. Hey, Mel.
Hi, buddy. Nice to hear your voice.
Good morning, Paul.
So let's go ahead up here over to Miss Yolanta. Come in, Yolanta.
Hi. I kind of messed up. I've been drinking coffee at night. I work a graveyard shift, and I'm just so tired during the shift that I need something to stimulate my system to keep me awake. What else could
I
do?
I know just the thing, Yolanta. A product made by Logos called Nitro.
Nitro.
Peter, come in, Peter. Well,
yeah,
let Peter explain
there.
I know about
that
it.
Would work.
I almost went through the ceiling, so I stopped taking it. But if you need a little pick-me-up, Nitro's the deal because there's nothing negative going on. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, that's one aspect. Thank you, Mel, for that. That releases nitric oxide, which is going to help put your body into a regenerative state. It's going to have a tendency to produce what are called stem cells. It creates a uptake in nutrients and all that. But the greater product that Logos provides for you, Yolanta, is called Adrenapure. Because you've got adrenal suppression as part of our disease, it creates adrenal suppression. The adrenals are two little walnut-sized organs in our endocrine or messaging system or hormonal system that sit on the top of each kidney. And yes, they're not large, so they produce, you know, epinephrine and other things that give us energy, adrenaline. And when they don't work, we get tired. So the Adrenal Pure is, again, the Ayurvedic side, the herbal-based, and the particular nutrient support that will actually help your adrenals, stimulate them, so you will reverse that adrenal suppression. It's not something you have to take regularly or long-term, but a cycle of it can only help you. Okay, so Adrenapure, A-D-R-E-N-A, Pure, Adrenapure, and Logos has it. They're the only company that has a product with that particular ingredient profile. That's where I suggest you take your research and look to, okay? Thanks,
and,
Mel.
And they would not make my system acidic?
It will not conflict with the protocol or anything you're doing. It will give your adrenal glands the support they need so that you can thrive and they can produce the hormones, the adrenaline and epinephrine that will help give you energy. You combine that with what Mel's suggesting, the Nitro, you've got a 1-2 punch that's gonna make you feel much better and give you a lot of energy. The other thing is Lyme. Is something that when you have die off because you're healing, you're going to have fatigue until your elimination systems, your phase one and phase two detox or elimination pathways in your liver can get rid of the die off because you're getting well. So that's called a minor hurt you're experiencing. When I ended up taking to get completely clear of it in my last part of my body, my right forearm that was being difficult to completely eradicate, I took the Immune Pulse. Mel can tell you all about that when you speak with him. The Immune Pulse created great fatigue for me. I was on the couch, but it was because of the die-off. It went deeper and got through biofilms, and that actually turned me in the corner to where my arm then finally healed. So, you know, part of it is what I'm saying to you, Yolanta, is part of it is die-off. Part of it is adrenal fatigue, so make sure you're resting. Take naps like Mel tells you. That's why he tells you guys that sleep is more important than cleaning. You must listen to him and follow that. And then the adrenal will give you the internal support you need. The nitric oxide will give you an additional healing cofactor that will work alongside that. That will work for you, believe me, okay?
Is the nitro a drink or is that a supplement also?
Mel?
Supplements. Supplement, a white pill, a big white pill. I'll tell you, I'm a pretty up human being, okay? I think you probably all know that. And I took it for two or three days. Forget about it. I mean, I had so much energy, I thought I was going to bounce off the ceiling of the apartment. So it works, okay?
And Mel, you know a food.
Well,
you know,
I have
Mel's
an easy idea. I have a real easy idea. In the long term, when you're with the company for a while, request a different shift.
They put me on the shift because I'm having issues with the computers. So that way I don't have as many people needing help. So they put me on the graveyard shift. I didn't have a choice.
No, I know where you are. So I suggest you work hard to get better on the computer and then request a shift that's going to be better for you health-wise.
No, you got to sleep better.
Fighting this disease is a tough hoe to rub because your whole life is upside down and you have to calculate how to take all your nutritional supplements different than anyone else based on time frames.
Yes,
Mel, you got a food tip for her as well. I know you have a food tip for her, brother. Starts with a B, sounds like sheet. You drink? That will create, that is the food-based natural provider of nitric oxide. So it's called beet juice. Mel can tell you all about that. He thrives with it. So he sold us.
Like from beet?
Well, I thrive on it because of what it does for the blood, the heart, and my blood pressure. I mean, man, when they take my blood pressure, they always take it 2 or 3 times because they can't believe what it is for someone my age.
Okay?
I mean, the last time I had my blood pressure by a doctor, they took it 3 times because it was in the 120s. Over 70 something, 1, 2, I don't remember. Okay, but
yeah.
You know, and it's I got off of all blood pressure medicine because of the beet juice. And who turned me on to beet juice? But my Bible teacher's wife in Reno, because she got off of blood pressure medicine using it.
Yeah,
so
and don't
it's
lose,
very
don't
good lose. For the heart, the cleaning of the blood vessels.
Yes, absolutely. Well said. Yep.
Just so many things that it's really pretty good for. And it's not expensive. Okay, and I take it. Sometimes I'll drink 1.5 glasses. I also have the cherry chewies. You know, I want to keep my blood pressure, like, lower than it's supposed to be.
Well, the best tool in your protocol for blood pressure was the discovery I made through Science America, some peer reviews that I shared with John. He's now put it on his website. We didn't know it, but the blood pressure is being lowered by the olive leaf extract in our, it's a natural, but so anybody out there within shot of my voice right now, if you have high blood pressure or blood pressure issues, the nitric oxide will certainly help because it stimulates the viscosity in the blood and things like that. But also, there's a whole body of research I discovered that we didn't know that demonstrates that olive leaf extract reduces blood pressure. So that's what's keeping yours and mine. I have the same experience I had it years ago when I saw the doctor from when I fell at work. They couldn't believe it either. So I'm chuckling when you say that. But I think the blood pressure is directly correlated now, not only as an antioxidant and the natural antibiotic, it's also reducing blood pressure in this protocol. Another factor, this hidden factor of this protocol that makes it so powerful, Mel. So if you have blood pressure issues.
That olive leaf extract was brought in as the natural antibiotic to replace any prescription drugs. And it
yes,
does
it
so many things, okay? It's almost like the protocol. I mean, the protocol was designed for one purpose. And it's been changed, I guess, twice, okay, to move forward and to deal with more things. But the protocol has been known to eradicate 20 different known diseases.
That begs the question is why, and I would want your audience to ask why does this protocol do so much? And you're right, Mel, we've learned how much it does over and beyond Morgellons.
Well,
and I'll tell you why.
The bioterrain...
Thank you, brother. Bless your heart. Amen. Give that man a cigar.
I'll take a joint.
All right. Now you got me on that one, but
here we go. John will roll over. All right.
So the message as to why it works, Mel, isn't it because All of these things don't thrive no matter what they are when we have a healthy bile train. And that's what John has been teaching for years. You have come to understand it. And that is why I post often for you folks. The science is sound. The bile train restoration, the bringing the body back into homeostasis, does not allow for any disease to thrive. That's all the way back to Claude Bernard, the why in our healthcare system back at the 1900s, where Louis Pasteur said it's bacteria that causes disease. And Bernard said, no, it's a compromised terrain. The bacterias are there. They're always going to be there, but they will not thrive. They will not diminish us and create disease if we keep our bio train in order, which is what we've come to understand exactly what your protocol does, Mel. Okay? Yeah. Bless your heart, brother.
Well,
you got it.
You got it. I saw over the years so many different things and so many different ailments and people putting in testimonials about, I can't believe this, can't believe. Well, hey, believe it, okay? It's all about the bioterrain, no matter what anyone else does. And another thing, a lot of people come here, but not a lot of people get well. It is not the protocol. It's not the reason. The reason is they are incapable of doing what we call the sum of the parts, which is extremely demanding, requires great discipline, regimentation, and patience. And you put all those things down on someone today, and they can't do all those things. The average person cannot do all of those things. So those who come to these calls, come to prayer, post in the forum, you'll see that those are all the ones that do the happy dance calls. Leslie coming here next Saturday. Got well, unbelievable while living in the shelter. Her story is heartbreaking. A grand prayer warrior, braver than even me, in my opinion. So, stick to it. Just don't give up. Those who don't give up, oh, always get well. Sometimes it takes 5 years. I can't help that. It is what it is. Everybody's different. People have other circumstances that have nothing to do with toxic disease, but they have been plagued with them their whole lives. So it makes it even more difficult on them because their immune system is already battling something that they've had from early on. But you don't give up hope. You finally master the sum of the parts, all of it, you get better.
Yeah, which circles us back to Diane. Absolutely correct, brother. I couldn't concur with that statement more. Which circles us back to the consideration of diet and pH. Your body is not, your bile terrain is not in good shape if your pH is acidic. You've got to get your alkaline, you've got to get your body alkaline, which demonstrates that your bile terrain is in better balance. And so many, you know as well as I do, Mel, over the years, so many people just cannot understand it or have chosen to set that particular aspect of healing and physiology aside. It's just, it blows my mind how people do not understand this science after years and years of struggling with and suffering with Morgellons. Yet those of us that do, we get well. We follow your guiding principles, the grade eight, and dedicate to the idea that if we restore the bioterrain, disease simply will not be there. And you and I have proved it out for how many years, Mel? We just can't fake that. So I wish and I pray daily that more people would get that message. And hopefully, you know, they'll come here and have an opportunity to embrace it more fully. But it just doesn't happen. It blows my mind. I know it troubles you as well. So anyway,
What troubles me, okay, is when I have clients who won't give up drinking. There's no way he's going to get better. And now he's starting to get pissed off at me because he's not getting better. Or someone who says, you can't make me a prisoner in my own home. And I tell them, I'm not trying to make you a prisoner in your own home. I'm trying to get you to create a safe environment and stay there as much as possible until you get all better. And then you can tell me to take a hike and do whatever you want. But if you can't do that, you want to go on vacation every 5 or 6 weeks. You want to do this, you want to do that. You don't get enough rest. Hey,
well, there's
and then
you're
mad at me, you're still here 3 years later?
Yeah,
hey, you
exactly.
Know what?
So the real correlation to alcohol, why we must not drink alcohol, is when the body breaks down alcohol. If we drink too much and get a hangover, I would tell the guy the reason you get the hangover is something called formaldehyde, which is a chemical they use to embalm, that funeral parlors use to embalm a body. They drain the blood, and formaldehyde. Guess what? Formaldehyde is the dye-off of fungus. So we have the double kill with beer, particularly. Beer has a lot of yeast, which feeds fungus, and then as the fungus goes through its cycle and dies off, you end up with formaldehyde, which is exactly what's fueling the itching and the stinging. So they don't understand the formaldehyde connection, and again, with the itching and stinging, that's directly related with the body getting processing out the alcohol. And if it's beer that you're consuming, then you have the yeast on top, so you're feeding it, and it's giving more die-off, more biting and stinging, and they say, I'm not going to quit drinking. It's ridiculous. You've got to quit drinking. I'm sorry. And I know you know that, but I just wanted to help you with him when you speak with him. If you can give him that formaldehyde connection and the connection with the stinging and biting and skin issues, that might
He's too smart. No, he's too smart. Can't give him too much. Sorry. I learned. Yeah, I'll be losing those two in the very near future. They'll just, it doesn't work, Anyway.
Well, you know as well as I do,
we're
brother.
We're not lying here. You know as well as I do
that smart equates to understanding physiology, and that's what I try to bring to your forum and your community here. And some people are just, they're in denial about that. And as you so eloquently put it, they're the ones that don't get well, and they never will. They don't understand the physiological side of our disease and the biotrain component. Until they do, I tell them good luck with that, Have a beer on me. Good luck with that. I've got 25 years sober this December, by the way, brother. 25 years.
Hey, I bought 6 Guinness 6 months ago. I got 4 in the fridge. And the 2 times that I had them, was like 2-3 weeks apart in the middle of the summer, sun tanning on my terrace. And the other 4, they'll be there for next summer. Unless someone comes and wants it. Amen. Because that was the first type of liquor that I tasted since 2005. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 2005.
Now, there is always an exception now. So would you agree the one exception is a glass of wine? One glass, if you go to 2, it's not going to work. But one glass, 2 or 3 times a week, will help provide natural resveratrol, a tannin in the grapes that helps strengthen the telomeres, which keep our DNA strands, our double strands of DNA, from deteriorating, which causes aging. So if you're drinking, you're getting resveratrol in the FIT1C for those people that are dealing with insulin resistance in John's protocol. But also, if you want to, I'm not advocating for drinking because I hate it, but I'm advocating for the medicinal value in a single 4-ounce dose of wine 2 to 3 times a week for the resveratrol. And so there's always an exception to the rule, but we cannot drink beer, we cannot drink a heavy alcohol distilled spirits, and we cannot drink more than a very small 4-ounce portion of wine a couple times a week. But like everything, it can be beneficial for the resveratrol. In that regard, so it's just common sense, Melvin.
Do you remember Mary, who was not really Mary, who was who was really Dr. Sophie, but no one ever knew her. Well, when she did her happy dance call, and she said, "Well, Mel, you taught me everything. I'm all better. I love you. Thank you very much. You're a pain, but I'm going to have 1 glass of wine on the weekend for the rest of my life now." Now, I don't recommend you have any wine until you're much better. Just let's get you way along the road, and then we'll discuss it before you do it, please. Because everyone's body is different. If you have a sensitive body to that particular scenario, you will be miserable if you do it too soon.
Yeah, I agree with that. And again, I hate alcohol. As a recovering alcoholic, what it did to my life, and I see what it does to others in social situations, I hate it. Believe me, I'm not advocating for drinking in any way. I'm just pointing out the physiology. And biblically, they drank wine at weddings, but the wine they drank in the biblical sense, in the Judeo-Christian history of when Christ walked, was watered down. And it was actually, it was fermented differently. And it was watered down, that's the only. Christ didn't agree with us drinking or getting drunk, but again, the physiology. I just point out physiology for folks now. Anyway, there you go.
Well, listen, I told you already for Christmas I'd give you my coat. But when you talk about God, you ain't getting my robe and sandals.
Yeah, you keep those, brother. That's good. I'm not a robe sandals guy anymore.
That's Moses thing, you know. If I lived as long as Moses, I'll get a robe and sandals. I got the head of hair, I'll tell you that. All right, so let's move on because we've been kind of in the same place. Oh, they left. Oh, my. Okay, well, that's really sad. All right, so, okay, 317. 317, okay, let's see here. Sonny?
Who left? Sonny is 770, I think.
No, that's correct.
Donna.
She left right away. Who?
It's Donna.
Oh, it's Donna G. Yeah. Okay, hi, Donna.
Hey.
Any questions?
No, I think I talked to you about black seed oil and fulvic acid, and you said you were going to tell me today.
Oh, no.
What?
Hey, Pete, this is the one who you told me to tell her not to do that anymore.
I love your spirit, Donna. Good morning. How are you, sister?
Good morning.
Yeah, so it's interesting. It's interesting you would bring that question. There's a two-part answer, okay? Number one, black cumin seed oil is actually called Nigella sativa, so it has the similar alkaloids that we would find from hemp, and we actually have a cannabidiol system with receptors on our trillions of cells that are set up to use those alkaloids to modulate our immune system. So this is why cannabidiol and hemp derivatives are very healthy. And since it's called Nigella sativa, sativa means it has those same alkaloids. I used it during my recovery. It will not, you know, use it in moderation. It will not do anything but help you modulate your immune system. But the fulvic acid side of your question, I am not in favor of. And it's a natural earth-based form of minerals. And some of it often contains something called shellac. Shellac has been advocated for. Shellac is poison, in my opinion. It's something that comes from the shale areas in the crust, and it oozes out through rocks. It's a Dravidian concept. They've used it there for years. But the problem is when it's processed and put into the community of consumers to use health products, that it becomes toxic, in my opinion. There's a better form of minerals that I'll share with Mel, and he can share with you. And this, you're getting plenty of mineral support from the copper and also from the thymic in the protocol already. So that I would only encourage you to use the black cumin seed oil. It can only help. I used it regularly, cycled it in, you know, maybe once every other month, that kind of thing. It should not conflict at all with the protocol, and you might find great benefit in it, but I would avoid the fulvic acid. And I'll share with Mel or put a post up a better way to get mineral support, okay?
Yeah, I'm using it like on my skin as an oil, and it's just really making such a improvement in my skin. It's wonderful, and
I've been
putting
it on my oil.
Huh?
It's a miracle oil for skin and internal. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, I'm using it on my scalp too, and it feels like it's really healing my scalp too. So it's been wonderful.
You know, the power of oils, Mel has recognized, acknowledged, and shared with you. For some folks, certain oils can be extremely therapeutic. And I like to bring to bear, again, the biblical perspective that there's 128 uses of oils that are mentioned in the Bible. Oils are mentioned in the Bible 128 times. Oils were used to anoint the kings, that God used his prophets to anoint kings. So that tells me there's something therapeutic about it in God's eyes and in the garden as well. And it grows, and it's just an incredibly therapeutic oil. So I'm so happy you've discovered it, sister. God bless you.
Thank you, Peter.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Thanks for being here. Get some of your friends to encourage people that are struggling with these skin issues to share that wisdom with them. Amen.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you.
You bet.
Well, all right. Let's see now. Yolanta, do you have any other questions?
I'm not sure. I have like glitter on my hands. I don't know what to do about that. I wash my hands, and you know, whether I bathe or not, it doesn't matter. It seems I can't seem to get it off my hands.
Sounds like me that it's going to be multicolor, correct?
Yes.
Well, is it red or green?
Metal.
Is it red or green or clear, Yolanta?
I guess it's clear. It looks like glitter you put on.
Yes, if it's clear, it's probably the good news is your body's detoxing the heavy metal aluminums that load in our bodies from foods and things. So your body, I had the same thing, except mine was green, which was mercury, which goes all the way back to my history of using methamphetamines 25 years ago. These toxic metals load in the body, in the fat in the body, and they're forever chemicals. It takes a long time to get rid of them. Again, this protocol will do that. Your own immune system will do it, given the terrain correcting. But if it's clear, it's going to be aluminum. If it's red, it's likely cadmium. And if it's green, it's mercury. And I had green coming out of my arms and loaded with glitter. But if you get it early, you should be able to get it off using coconut oil, lightly massaging that into the skin, or apple cider vinegar will help remove that from the skin. But the good news again, Yolanta, is your body's detoxing, getting those that represents heavy metals, your body's getting them out. So try to see it as a good thing and not be fearful about it, okay? And just roll with it. Part of your detox, sister, it means she's healing. Wouldn't you agree, Mel?
Yeah, well, that's part of the one of the phases, okay? I mean, for me, the heavy metals was like the very last thing, Peter. It was amazing. But my heavy metals, forget about it. They were multicolored. Everything was wrong.
Yeah, well, you had several types of those particular heavy. You probably had cadmium. You know, cadmium is what's used in batteries, but it's turning up in foods because people will eat foods with propylene glycol, which is an industrial cleaner, and here comes the heavy metals along with that because, you know, they're not figuring propylene glycol is going to go into the body. It's used to as a sudsing, you know, lauryl sulfate, the sodium lauryl sulfate that Kathy keeps out of her shampoos as a foaming agent. It'll bring metals along with it when we use those products. Those products, unfortunately, Yolanta, women's cosmetics are loaded with metals and things. So you make sure that if you're using makeup, you're getting organically sourced makeup that does not include those petroleum derivatives and the heavy metals. Otherwise, you keep loading again as you're trying to detox it out. Okay, but that's not a bad sign. I would encourage you. That's good. This is a detox, and you're detoxing. So.
Okay.
Yeah, she's making a lot of progress in different areas, okay? But when people have their herxes and they're all different and different times, different things, it's also new, so it can be frightening, but it's not. Better out than in is right there in the grade 8. Doesn't
there
matter
you go.
What's
better,
coming out.
Amen. If better out than in. Yeah. I was trying to think of that, Mel, the principle, better out than in. Yeah, would you agree? She's just pushing out metals, and that does represent she's detoxing and moving forward and succeeding. Would you agree?
Yeah, she's got lines, she's got metals, you know, a lot of things moving along at the same time. Can be disconcerting because for you it's all the first time, but Peter and I, we hear these things every day now from other people.
That's more gelins.
No
infections and toxicity. That's more gelins. You got to get rid of the metals, got to get rid of the petroleum derivatives, got to get the cells. It's like a mud puddle, you know, the interstitial fluid
gotta
around.
Got to clean up the fungus.
Amen. Got to get rid of got to reduce the fungus and get rid of, and then you've got to.
The viral components, the parasitic.
Sir.
I mean, it's wild. But it can be done. That's all. It just can be done. All right, let's see. Bum, 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 bum. That was Atlanta. All right, that's Donna G. Any more questions? Gee, Donna G.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Wait. That's two sorries or three?
I had it muted.
I want to know how many devil dogs I can get out of the freezer.
Let's see. So you're talking about the immunopulse.
Yeah.
Because I had seen that on there.
No. Whoa. Stop. I don't even want to talk about it with you yet. No. Way too soon for you. She's not even here 6 months. She can't wait to get out of here, Peter.
Hey, I
know what I mean?
6 months. 6 months next week.
I know. Don't worry. I know. And then she's going on a cruise to celebrate. That'll put her back 3.
I don't want to go. I don't want to go on a cruise.
I know. I'm trying to wrap up.
The issue with the cruise, Mel, is you've got there's so many rhinoviruses, which is the same category as COVID, that you're going to find because of the amount of people that flow through those. So bring some enzymes with you. Spray your compartment down with enzymes to get rid of any sludge that might be there. And then the other consideration for you, Donnie, is the food. You know, cruise line food is traditionally presented in a wonderful way, but there is so many bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, and other types of bacterial intestinal situations that arrive from people that cruise. It's really not mainstreamed as much as it is. So I don't want to diminish your joy in any way, sister, but I'm a realist. You couldn't pay me to take a cruise, I'll tell you that, because you got to eat that food, which is a roll in the dice for getting deep intestinal infections, which can last for weeks and will trip you way into Morgellons, because again, Morgellons is co-infection. So that will tax your immune system. So I would rethink that. I would pray on it. And, you know, it's up to you, but I don't think taking a cruise is a very good idea. And unfortunately,
right,
that's
not in
the reality.
Not in the hurricane system in the Caribbean, and it's full of sharks.
Well, I don't really even want to go. I've been telling my husband I don't want to go, and you know how that goes.
Yeah.
No,
well,
I know. You're going to wind up going. It is not going to help you get out of here soon, I promise.
Maybe I can talk him into taking one of his friends. See if it's too late, and he can switch it out.
Well, I would make him aware of the same risks I just shared with you. Most people aren't aware of those risks.
He knows it all, dude. Forget about it. He knows it all.
Why do you think cruises are so cheap? You know, you can go on this beautiful cruise for $600. Why? Doesn't that relate to the kind of food they're presenting you and the kind of environment? And they are diligent. They do their best to keep a clean environment, but it's just everybody crammed in a small area with very small building or housing on board and tons of people rolling through. That is a recipe for disaster, especially with Morgellons. So anyway, now flying and going to visit someone in the family for a short trip like Deanna proved, Mel, there are levels of reason that we can use. But at the bottom or at the top of the list for a challenge to your immune system is putting yourself in that environment. Let me just take it away from taking cruise. Putting yourself in the cruise ship environment is a toxic environment, just like gyms are. People continue to go to gyms to work out. How many people blow through a gym and sweat on the machines? And, you know, it's like entering into a laboratory vial where they're growing bacteria and people just keep going to the gym. It's like, you couldn't pay me to go to a gym either. I work out here at home, you know. But anyway, I digress. I just wanted you to know, again, we've got to look at the reality of our environment and the choices we make. There are consequences to our choices. So is it worth the joy of whatever vacation you want to take if it makes you sick in the long run? I think not. But most people just throw caution to the wind, do whatever they want. And that's what Mel's talking about. You've got to be dedicated to these best practices if you want to enjoy the level of health that we do. You know, I have a statement for it, and then I'll be quiet. I have a statement for it, Donna. I say, like, share, and subscribe, or don't. You know, it's that simple. You know, so tough choices, especially in unions of marriage, where one person is sick and the other isn't, or one person's mindful and the other isn't. We do the best we can, but it doesn't change the reality of the consequences to the decisions when we enter into those toxic environments. There you go. Enough said. There's that.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. A tough question and a tough answer, but Reality Ranch, saddle up or get out of the corral is what I like to tell people as well. And it's difficult. You know, it's just a difficult disease and a difficult world, and we have to compromise and make good choices to avoid the negative consequences that have already arrived in our life with Morgellons. So, Don't shoot the messenger, okay? I just bring in the message.
Now she has a second messenger to shoot, okay? Because if she's going to tell you, man, you guys are an echo, okay? We're not an echo. we're living proof that there's a way it can be done, and we're going to advocate, whether people like it or not, what we think is the best thing for them to do. Do you think anybody ever listens when I tell them not to go? Hardly ever. Hardly ever. Okay? And they only do it once, I promise you. Okay? Now, Deanna, he says she's gotten on an airplane. He forgot to tell you that she bought her own oxygen tank and mask on the plane. Okay?
That's right.
Yeah. He didn't tell you that. But that's what she did. And then the next people we knew who did it, right, rented a brand new motorhome, never used, okay, and went on their little vacation in the environment that they created on a brand new motorhome, which they returned. Okay? So, I mean, yeah, it can be done. It costs a lot of money, and you better really give it a lot of thought. But it can be done. But, you know, there's always going to be a price when you move out of that safe environment that we demanded or begged or asked you to please create for yourselves. And we don't want to deter you from having a good time. We want you to get well as quick as possible. Yeah. That's it. I'm done. I've got enough. Anybody having any more questions, just spit them out.
Oh. I have a question about where to get the beet juice from.
Okay, Yolanta, I'm going to send you an email while we talk, okay? If I don't get too dyslexic, okay, let's see. So where would I go? So I would put that browser down, and I would not go to Leslie Williams' folder. I would go to Jazz. Okay, open up the Jazz folder, which has a multitude of subfolders, and scroll down to a company called Human N. H-U-M-A-N, and then a capital N. Human N. Now, I'm going to send you a link because I've been a long-time supporter. Now, give them your email address, okay, and tell them that you were referred there, okay, and you'll get even a bigger discount.
Okay,
okay, hold on, that's not going to work.
Is it organic? No, I assume it's organic, right?
Oh, yeah. And they make these gummies that are really good, too.
Okay. It's got to be organic.
You're going to laugh, Peter. I used to take the gummies when I'd go to play poker. Because if I got a great hand, the only thing that went up was my blood pressure. So I would pop a gummy. All right, welcome to Human End. That ought to work. Let's see. Open the options. Edit. No, this is not cookies. I don't want cookies. All right. I'm going to send you the link, Yolanta. Let me just try to get a good one here, a request. Let's see what that one does. Okay, here we go. All right, give me the beginning of your email address, just the beginning.
It's my name, Jolanta.
All right, hold on. That might be enough. Yes, it's enough. Here it comes, Human N. I've been doing this since, let's see. So I still had the trains, and I was still in that apartment. So probably from 1996 to now, that's 8 years. Not one, I have taken no prescription drugs. No, zero, nine, nil, niche. Okay? And my only other medicine outside of our protocol is the beet juice and the beet juice gummies.
You know, I haven't taken a pharmaceutical in over a decade.
Say what?
I take zero pharmaceuticals as well here, and I haven't taken pharmaceuticals in over a decade, and yet I'm healthier than most that do. So there you go. I'm glad to hear that, brother, that you don't use I pretty much knew that. But one of the goals should be to eliminate pharmaceuticals and replace nutraceuticals. Practitioner-grade pharmaceuticals is what Logos gives us. Again, people miss that, man. It's really sad. And you know what? I hate beets. the taste of beets, the messiness they make on the counters. But yet I don't do the beet juice because I can't stand the taste, but I eat, beets are tubules. I eat a lot of tubules for the resistant starch, the things that grow under the ground, root vegetables. So I will take them, the golden beets, when you cook them down. I can tolerate the flavor when you cook them down with other vegetables. So, again, I try to always get whatever nutrient support I need or whatever things are going to help me through foods, because foods are medicine in my ideology. So you can eat beets, or you can get locally. Another alternative for her, Mel, might be to get a local, if she likes the flavor, beet juice, and organic beet juice will work as well. So.
Well, do you ever have pickled beets that are cold?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, that's probably the German in my ancestry. Okay? I like pickled beets. I haven't had them since Grandma was younger. She's no longer with us. But, I mean, I remember. And I didn't like beets, you know, just boiled, steamed, or whatever. But the pickled beets cold, boy, that was awful good. But
I'll give them a try.
Beet juice, okay, came in apple-flavored, and now it's cherry-flavored. But to me, it never really had a flavor. I would just... Mm-hmm. You know, mix it and then stir it and just drink it.
Here's a food tip for your listeners and your subscribers. I'm working, and I'll put a post up here in the next week or so. Have you ever, anyone out there ever tried what's called black garlic? Black garlic comes like with a little skin around it. You peel the skin off, and inside is a black garlic that's been fermented. We know how good fermented foods are, with balsamic vinegar. And you just eat the whole garlic. It's sweet and chewy. It's an incredible way to get garlic that doesn't leave a terrible taste in your mouth. It's called black garlic. I just discovered it. And garlic has so many. Allicin in the garlic is such a strong, natural antibiotic, which is why if you're dealing with COVID, eating garlic, or with our disease, regular consumption of garlic as well. But it's a way to get, it's called black garlic, and I'll put a post up. It's a way to get a sweet, balsamic flavored, chewable garlic that is just incredible. And I just discovered it about a week ago on one of the outlets here called a grocery outlet here in California. So I'll put that up for your people. I'll put it in the food tip thread, Mel. Well, see,
yeah,
I started that.
Pickled beets up there, too. Because, again, pickled beets are fermented.
Yeah, exactly. I'll look into them. I'm so adverse to the flavor of beets. But pickling and fermenting does change the flavor. This garlic you brought to mind, I'm glad you said it, is an example of that. And for those of you that can't tolerate garlic because how bitter and intense it is, all that's gone because of the fermenting with the balsamic vinegar. And it's an incredible way to get garlic and the allicin into your system. And they're tasty. I went through like 10 of them in a day because they were so tasty. I'll put it in the food tip thread. Because the food tip thread I started for these little food things that I have, like cooking down the granny apples for soluble fiber and intestinal alkaline phosphatase. This is the same way to get allicin, which is, again, the physiological component that makes garlic strengthening for us. Antibiotic, that's the antibiotic property that contains a tannin called protein called allicin. So there you go. I'll get it up in that thread, okay? And then I'll just keep building on food tips. To share, because foods are medicine. So there you go.
Well, I can only say this, okay? Growing up with Italians in New York, okay, and loving Italian food as I do, living in Colorado, kind of the life of a hermit, I don't care if I stink. I eat garlic almost every single day, somehow, some way. And man, do I love garlic bread. Oh, my gosh.
No, you do.
And you could probably smell me for a long way off, but I don't see anybody, so it doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm. And the tip for that is if you have to go around people, what I want them to know is if you chew on parsley, a little bit of parsley after eating garlic, it will reduce the smell, the bad breath part of garlic. Again, a natural food tip. If chewing parsley would get rid of that. I used to eat it and go to work, and people would go, whoa. And then I came across that understanding, started eating parsley, and it stopped that. So there's another tip for you guys that do have to deal with breath issues with garlic at work or whatever in your environment, in social world.
All right. I'll tell you, these BYOQs can get out of hand. I don't know that we've talked about much of this earlier, but whatever was repeated needed to be repeated, and all this new information, well, it's in now for other people to listen to at a later time. So if anybody else has a question, speak up now. All right. Peter, would you like to say something in closing?
Well, two things. I'd like to lead us out in prayer if it meets with your approval. But prior to that, I'd like to say that this has been an extremely interesting call for me. And I know that you and I talked a lot during this call. But for those here, you guys got a lot of good information today, particularly about Bartonella, particularly about some foods, and then, you know, the Adrenapure. There's been a lot of good information today. And again, people that aren't coming to these calls, we used to use the term mail. Remember, they just don't get it. They're not getting it. They're not getting the information. They're going to Facebook or other arenas where they're just poisoning their spirit with pictures and false predatory behavior and protocols that are just nonsense. So I pray, and I'd like to pray today before we go out, that more people come here, that more people understand what you and I do about the science of the bioterrain, that more people dedicate to understanding practitioner grade.
Hold up. I'm going to let you end in prayer, but we have another question from the spies who came to dinner. Come in, Diane and Paul.
I just have one question. Someone was talking about oil for her skin, and I missed what kind of oil that was.
Black cumin, C-U-M-I-N, seed oil, or the generic name is called Sativa, S-A-T-I-V-A, Nigella, or Nigella Sativa, actually, N-I-G-E-L-L-A, Nigella Sativa. If you want to take your research, that's where you can understand the therapeutic value of it. And I know you and Paul do dedicate some time to try and to broaden your discovery. So, but it's called black cumin seed oil. And again, make sure it's organic. Make sure it's sourced from a reliable company. Do not get it on the A company, because you have no guarantee that it's going to be pure and you know, do the job. So there you go.
Yeah, we have a Sprouts real close. Do you think Sprouts might have it?
Oh, yeah.
I have a Sprouts here as well. I'm not sure, because I haven't cycled it in some time. I don't need it, but I keep it in reserve should I need it. But I don't know. You just have to ask their the person in their nutraceutical aisle. So, yeah.
Yeah, just call over. Let your fingers do the walking.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Just make sure it's organic, Diane, okay?
Okay, I will. Sure thing.
All right. So we're going to let you end in prayer, Pete, but I just wanted to tell everybody that I'm very happy about this call, okay?
Yeah, it's an incredible call. It's not often the quality of information. The quantity of information. It's more significant, the quality of information. So we got two or three or four really significant aspects of what we want to understand here today. And, yeah, that makes it a powerful call, brother. Let's hope more people come and visit the recording. That's my hope. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so blessed.
Whoa. I'll let you know when it's over. All right. First of all, join us tomorrow for prayer, okay, fellowship. And really, lately the jokes have been good. Next Saturday, okay, Leslie will be our guest, and that's really going to be beneficial to hear this girl tell you how she overcame all of this out of a shelter. And then I'll know by Wednesday if we're going to have the contest for Sovereign Silver and Sovereign Copper at the end of the month, which will give us probably 15 or 16 days to get the entries in. I do know that we're going to definitely have a contest in December, as Kathy kind of relishes doing the Christmas gifts to all of you. So, with all of that being said, thank you very much, and a special thank you for Peter and all the questions and your attendance. Peter, end us up.
Yeah, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so encouraged that you've called us here today. Your word tells us to not forsake the assembly of others in the body of Christ. There's something called friendship and there's something called fellowship, Father. And I would love people to better understand. We pray today that we understand that fellowship brings an edifying of truth or information that is so important that you want us to have in our walk with you. So thank you for who you are, for what you're doing in our lives, for the blessings of this community. We ask that you continue to put a hedge around, a protection around Mel. And we want to honor him in this prayer for how he's doing kingdom work for you, Father. Continue to allow him to thrive and give him the greater discernment that you have done for so many years, that he might bring the wisdom of your understanding that is beyond your thoughts are higher than our thoughts, that he might continue to receive that discernment, that you might continue to honor me with the ability to come here and to share physiological perspective. Thank you for the health you've brought into my life. And Father, we pray that people here understand that when they are faithful, that they, if they remain rooted in faithfulness, that you will do it, that this too shall pass, and that all healing comes from you, that you are the great physician, and that we are wonderfully and fearfully made. Let these biblical precepts, Father, that are powerful for us in terms of the spiritual component with our disease, fulfill here in a greater measure, that everyone might see the benefit of the tender mercies you have for them, which is to restore, to renew, and to capture their lives back. We are here in no small way because you've brought us here, Father. So let us continue. And Father, I would lastly pray that you grow this community. Let the greater message that we bring here, you know, which is centered in your truth and your presence and your ability to bring health into our lives and your ability to lead us, let that fulfill more fully here, Father. We really need that. We need this community to grow and thrive. And then, of course, put a hedge of protection around Brother Mel. And all those that are here, bring them into the fullness of the truth of who you are, what Christ has accomplished for us on the cross, and the fact that this too shall pass, and we all have a future centered in love and grace and bringing light and standing in the gap between good and evil. The biblical perspective that we bring here as well, keep us centered in that truth. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray through his strength and in his power and by his love this morning. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, everybody, and have a nice day. We'll see you all tomorrow or next Saturday. Anybody needs coaching, you can call me tomorrow morning before prayer or wait till Monday and get me in the morning and or the afternoon. God bless. Thanks very much, Peter. Have a good day, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you, too, brother. God bless everybody. See you. Bye.
Well, thank you. Bye.